Stacey and Jay Spoo.
Toni Braxton, he was not man enough for me. And Rosé and Bruno Mars before that, up at East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Now, for those of you who do the daily commute from your home to your office, you might have noticed that traffic, slightly more free-flowing than usual. Butlé and Sertion giving you updates, and you're like, okay, cool. There's stuff going on, but that's the whole province. But here in front of me, the road is clear. Could it be? Ah, yes. It's not that people have become better drivers overnight. School holidays are upon us.
Stacey, this is when I kick into survival mode. Bro, I'm in the trenches. It is rough. The thing about school holidays is that you don't survive. You must adapt.
Yeah.
Oh, you must adapt. Otherwise, you will die. And I feel like my son, Uzanda, is on a mission to be like, I'm bored. And you are going to find out. You are going to know about my boredom. That's how crazy it is. It's like his full-time job to remind me that he is bored.
But now, okay. It's just that that's so funny because I feel like baby Stacey. Like I can hear it. I'm bored. I'm hungry. You're not hungry. You're just bored. You're right. I'm bored. I'm bored. Okay. So clearly this is something that Jay Spoo's enjoying thoroughly. Hey, this whole school holiday situation. So do us a solid. Get creative. Get in your bag. Paint the picture. What is a day like now during school holidays in your home in particular?
Okay. So the day starts off with Baba. Baba. Baba, please. Baba. Baba, 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 please, 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 on repeat. It always feels like it's urgent, like something needs to be done now. The kitchen sink looks like a war zone. There are 15,000 spoons. I don't know how that's happening.
You didn't know you own 15,000 spoons?
Bro, the floor is pit, and the next thing, the crumbs reappear.
Yeah.
Magically. Mm. Where did the crumbs come from? Your hidden snacks.
Secret snacks.
You think you can hide things until you have a lighty. All of them gone.
Oh.
And at midnight, just when, you know, you're thinking, ah, peace, I finally get to rest. At midnight, you get woken up. Baba, Baba, I'm seeing something. Baba, I'm seeing something. It's scary. Because I'm a dad. I get up. Grab a broom.
Naturally.
Dum, 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 dum. I'm that guy. Ready. I go to his room. It's the towel hanging on the door.
Yeah, that broom is really doubling up, eh? Crumbs, fighting off scary towels.
There's no peace.
No.
There's no peace.
I'm getting that from you.
There is Zanda.
I understand.
Yeah. And his mum. Pale. And she's brown skin, so I don't even know how that happened.
Barely clinging to life.
So that is my situation at the moment. It's rough.
And that is why we were at work from 10 o'clock this morning. Okay. So I'm hearing thank you. That was very brave. You're doing a great job, sweetie. Like well done. Well done. So this is not just the plight of Jay Spoo and his now anemic looking wife. This is the plight of all parents all over our beautiful province. So parents, we understand that you're not okay, all right? However, this is what people are actually going through.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
It is.
And it's expensive.
It is. So even though they're funny and they're cute and they're adorable and you love them, they can be a little like much to have to deal with because they are always bored, they are always hungry, they are always eating and they are always waking you. They will not let you rest. So parents, share with us, please, any stories, any tips that you may have. Maybe even, maybe exact directions as to how you are keeping your little ones entertained without breaking the bank. Because the mess is one thing, but the money is something else.
Guys.
School Holiday Chronicles on Stacey and Jay Spoo. Give us a call now, 087-086-9495. Otherwise, voice note us, 061-792-9495. How are you keeping the little ones entertained without breaking the bank? Or, a la Beyonce, your soul.
East Coast Breakfast with Darren, Skye and Carmen. East Coast Radio Traffic.
I don't want peace, I want children. Let's get to the latest on that accident near Warden from earlier, which involved a car and a truck. All lanes are now open with the cleanup still in progress. Off the road, of course, traffic moving past the scene. Two-car Vetebeda at the corners of Loxley Drive and Sparks Road out in Overport. Emergency services on scene. Traffic already starting to back up on the N3 westbound at Peacevale. We also have a truck broken down at the Hammersdale interchange in the left lane, which will be contributing to the problem as well. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team, I'm Session Mudliar.
Multiforce, your once-a-day force against excess acidity.
Back to the music in 45 seconds, but real quick, today, Lotto Star winner update is as follows. Yesterday, one lucky Lotto Star player took off with over 1.6 million rand on Aviator from one single bet. Will you be the next one? Bet now, Lotto Star's Aviator with payouts of up to 50 million rand, and you could unlock your fortune. Last, we checked, Stacey, when last did you win something?
Well, I mean, I feel like I won today because I get to share it with you, Jay Spoo.
Wow. Cute. Moving on. Lotto Star, your world of live games. Lotto Star is licensed by the Mpumalanga Economic Regulator. No under 18s. National Responsible Gambling Program toll-free helpline is 0800-006-008. T's and C's do apply. All games are fixed odds and betting events. I see. I'm the only one. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hang on, Stacey and Jay Spoo all the way till 6 p.m. on this beautiful Wednesday. I'm not the only one. Sam Smith's still playing in the background. We're having a discussion around the fact that it's school holidays. It's chaotic.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's rough. It's exhausting. And on top of that, it's expensive.
So expensive.
Yeah.
So to all of the parents and the guardians and the older siblings, the pain that you feel, the frustration that you feel, you're at a loss, right? Your bank balance, sad, sad. We understand. I mean, I don't understand personally, but Jay Spoo does understand. So we're just trying to work out what we can do. Let's pull some information here. Because you know what? One frustrated parent's mind, not going to cut it. But if we put them all together, game plan.
Like an AA meeting.
Exactly. Because let me tell you something. These school holidays, they're going to come around again. And the next one is even longer. So for the parents today, looking for you to share your tips, your tricks, right? How are you keeping the little ones entertained without having to break the bank? Because school holidays never end. So on the line from Toti, Sizwe, welcome to the show. How are you?
How's it?
Hi, how are you doing, Stacey and James?
My man, talk to us. How are you handling this school holiday scandal?
No, it quite very is for me. I think I took this tip from my friend. My friend told me that make them to play, make sure that they are playing until they are tired and exhausted.
Play them until they are finished.
Play them off.
Allow them to have a warm bath so that we can have a nice tired rest later on.
Listen, that's
tire
different.
Them out. That's tire different. Them out.
When the play involves you, it's a different story because you are more exhausted than the child.
Okay, wait. So hang on, Sizwe. I'm just gonna build on what Sizwe's like proposing here, right? So Sizwe, you're saying the kids must play. So actually, to help Jay Spear in particular, because there's only one child, we need to find Xander a friend. The friend must come for a play date, and then you can do what Sizwe is doing, and then at the end, like 5 o'clock, it's bath time. 6 o'clock, it's snack attack, and then bed, and then you and Zintle can chill.
Wait, Sizwe, just hold on, Alana. I just want to address something with Stacey. You make it sound so easy, Wen.
I'm trying to help.
You think it's easy to find a playmate, Justin Jay, hey, come play
with me. Well, Nicholas Tatham is free most of the time.
And he's young enough.
That's it, yeah.
Xander and I, we go play tennis.
Yeah, or cricket or something.
No, he doesn't know how to play tennis.
He can learn.
Guys, okay,
if anyone's child with like a play date with Jay Spoo's child, please let us know.
We'll give you his email address.
Yeah.
Are you guys pimping my child out there?
No, we're trying to help you.
I love my child. Don't make it look like I don't love my child.
You seem really tired. We're just trying to
all
help
the time.
Yeah, all the time.
You have bags under my eyes.
Those bags have bags. Okay, so thank you to Sizwe. Sizwe did try. Okay. Other parents? Anyone?
Help. For real.
Brilliant ideas because trying to keep the kids entertained, okay? Entertained, but we don't want to go broke in the process or, as it turns out, lose our actual minds live on the radio between 3 and 6. Don't you want to tell us? On 061-792-9495 or phone us if you have the airtime or the heart or the audacity on 087-086-9495. 95.
Here's an idea. Can I drop him off at your place for one day?
But I'm here with you. Keisha Cole, Heaven Sent, East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. And you know what else is Heaven Sent? It's your beautiful babies, right? You love your kids. You love, 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 love them. Love them, okay?
Yes, we do, Stacey.
Love them. And now it's school holidays, and you have to go to work or keep doing what you normally do. Maybe you work from home.
Yeah.
So now you have to love them 24/7, 365.
On demand.
Yeah, in person. And earlier on, Jasper was sharing what's happening in his house. Apparently, it's just crumbs everywhere. Crumbs, crumbs. Teaspoons in the sink. The sink is also mimicking a bit of a war zone situation. Not great.
Where's Stacey though? I don't want to make it come across like all bad. There are some sweet moments. Actually, now that I think about it, when we do get to that sweet moment, he does all of a sudden disappear when I'm starting to have the fun and he's on his TikTok.
Yeah, then he's bored.
So yeah, there's a bit of fun.
Bored of you is what I mean.
Oh, Stacey, don't say it like that.
If he's not bored, then he's bored of his father. So in a bid to ensure that parents are getting through this, guys, we have to ask for help. There's no shame in your game.
Yeah.
How do you keep the kids entertained genuinely over school holidays without having to break the bank? Because throwing money at the problem is not an option.
It's not working. So Helen Naidu, all the way from Belito. Welcome to the show. How are you doing? Helen? Helen? Or must I greet her in the Belito way?
You might have to.
Helen.
Okay, so Helen is from Belito.
She's gone.
Which is,
so we're going to go
and
to...
And still in Belito, I assume.
Reese from Sydenham. Reese?
Hi, yes. Jason and
Stacey. Hi, baby girl.
Right.
How are you?
To us.
I'm very well, thank you. How are you guys?
No. I'm... Reese, I'm good. Okay, I'm trying to help, is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to put together a content rollout plan for school holidays, not just for Jay Spru's benefit, for all parents listening. And Reese, we have called on you because you apparently have a top tip. How are we doing this?
Phew, guys, it is becoming very tough. But my two cents, what I do is I've got a set of twins. They're 10 years old.
Damn.
And every holidays, I make sure that they are involved in sporting activities. So just for this week, they've got swimming and athletics training the whole week.
Yeah.
And come Friday, mom and dad are going to reward them with the movie. So that means only one day that we get to spend our cash and break the bank, but not really break the bank, but just show them a little bit of support and love. So after training every day, open a book, read a chapter of the book, and your day's almost over. Mom and dad are almost home from work by then.
Well, Riz, how much are you paying for these extra curriculum activities?
Just a little secret, guys. They actually are a non-profit organization, so they're free.
Where
is the plug?
Where, Reese?
No. Reese. Let's save this information for offline. We can't have.
Guys, I will plug you guys. Come to Sydenham. We got everything. We've got swimming. We've got athletics. We've got rugby. We've got soccer. Everything is happening in Sydenham.
And it's for free.
You would never find that in Belito. There's nothing for free in Belito.
But we just, well, yeah, you wanted to go live that side, and now? Just breathing is expensive. Saying Belito just costs you 10 rand.
So,
thank you, Reese. That's pretty good going. I mean, yeah, here's another one, Jay. I have created, this is Mamma Mia, okay? I have created a challenge for these 5 days to keep them occupied. At the end of the week, the winner will be revealed, and there's also a secret prize. However, we moms don't have favorites, have to spoil them both. And this is from Helen, who is Mamma Mia. So you create the idea that they have activities to do every day, and then in the end, they get a prize. So for you, there's obviously more than one child as far as Helen is concerned, but you just have baby Zander, so it's one prize. And then it's one present at the end of the week for good behavior. For example, maybe his challenge can be stop saying how bored you are.
Yeah. I like
wash
how
the
you're
car.
Just making this look so easy.
Wash the car.
So
don't stress your mother out.
Remember,
tidy your room.
Earlier you mentioned the whole play date situation.
Yes.
The reason why we can't do the play date situation, because I have trauma. So I remember once upon a time I went to my friend's house and we were playing, having a great time, playing marble, tops, everything. We were having a great time. And then 12 o'clock hit and everyone disappeared. I'm at this people's house. I'm looking for my friends who I was playing with. And then they come back 10 minutes later. They're wiping their mouths because they were chowing in the corner.
They didn't give you a snack?
They didn't give me a snack. So I have the same trauma when I think of Xander going to other people's houses. I'm like, oh, what is my child going to eat?
You send him with a snack.
Ah, he both stays. Who sends a child with a snack?
You send a child. Okay, you know what? Okay, that's a conversation for another day. So parents, if you'd like to chime in, we're going to wrap this up momentarily. How are we getting ourselves through the school holidays without breaking our banks as the parents and keeping the kiddies entertained on 0617929495? You got to send a snack.
To that family, I will never forget.
Yeah, you know who you are.
Yeah.
You know what you did.
I buy my own snacks now.
Stacey and Chase Boo. I'll be by your side. Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.